Good morning, everybody. Today, we will continue four foundations of mindfulness. Yesterday, we have practiced one day contemplation of body by means of anapanasati. And today, we move on to contemplation on feeling, vedana nupassana satipatthana. Contemplation of feeling is very important. Why? Because we experience these feelings all the times in our daily life. There are three types of feelings. Pleasant feeling, sukha, vedana. Unpleasant feeling, dukkha, vedana. Then neither pleasant nor unpleasant. Asukha, masukha, vedana, or neutral feeling. So these three types of feelings occurred in our mental stream all the times. Suppose you experience unpleasant feeling. Do you experience unpleasant feeling in your life? Yes. Okay. So when you experience unpleasant feeling, if you are not mindful of it, what will happen? Tell me your experience. What will happen? You get angry, right? Because it's very unpleasant. So you get irritated, agitated, or anger, and so on. So one moment of unmindful of your own unpleasant feeling activate anger, agitation, or irritation, which is unwholesome, very unwholesome mental states. And if you, a person, cannot control this anger, or cannot be mindful of the anger. Mindful of anger is called citta nupassana satipatthana, contemplation of mind. We are going to talk tomorrow. But if you can stop short, contemplate your feeling until it passes away, then you don't have to put extra effort to contemplate your anger state of mind. Only when you are unable to contemplate the impermanence of the unpleasant feeling, then it proliferates, it activates, or it extends up to anger. So it's important to stop short at the unpleasant feeling first before it can go further to arising of anger. Similarly, if you experience pleasant feeling in you, if you are not mindful, what will happen? You feel so pleasant. What will happen? You want more and more, right? You want more and more such pleasant feeling. This wanting more and more is called greed, loba. Or loba or desire, which is also very unwholesome. Loba or desire or greed is the origin of all suffering, the second noble truth, the origin of all suffering. So you want more and more, then you develop greed. But sometimes what you want cannot be achieved. For example, you want to get something. You want to get a woman you love, or you want to get some money you wish for, or you want to get some security in your life. You want everything to go smoothly in your life. But it is impossible. It's impossible because in our life, Many times, the karma will govern our life. Certain karma that we perform in our previous life will produce its result in this very lifetime. So, you will experience a lot of unpleasant things in your life, or sometimes when you experience a certain smoothness or pleasant thing in your life, then you forget impermanent will occur. When the life goes smoothly, you forget. You forget that good thing will change. Therefore, Buddha say, when you stay too comfortably, you become negligent. You become forgetful that things will change. You are not ready for the impermanence because you want everything to go according to your will. This is called atta, atta self. You strongly cling to the self because you want everything happen according to your mind, according to your will, your wish. That is impossible. Completely impossible. I don't want to get sick. It's not up to you. I want to get that man. I want to get that woman. It's not up to you. I want to live long, long life. It's not up to you. So in your life, you experience up and down in your life. Sometimes the karma can be very low in certain time. In our life, certain period, the karma is very low. So you experience a lot of unpleasant things in your life, one after another. At this time, if your faith is not strong, you become shakable. You doubt the teaching of the Buddha. You doubt the karma. You doubt the truth. And many people at this critical moment change to Christian because God can protect me. If I believe in God, God can protect me. This shows that your mental strength is very weak. You want to rely on somebody to protect you rather than you believe in your own strength, your own wholesomeness, your own karma. So, to strengthen your faith in the teaching of the Buddha, you need protection, but not from God, from four foundations of mindfulness. Buddha said many times, make yourself an island. What is the island that can protect you? The four foundations of mindfulness. So when your faith starts to shake, ask yourself, are you mindful or not? When your faith starts to shake because you are not mindful of your thoughts, you are not mindful of your unpleasant feeling, you identify that unpleasant feeling as myself, my, I am unfortunate, I'm unhappy, I'm unpleasant now. You identify that unpleasant feeling as myself. That strengthen, that make your unpleasant feeling even stronger. And you are caught in the identity view of self. asking the God to protect you is way of escaping. Escaping from reality. Okay. If the God can protect us, I think the whole human beings will believe in God only. Why somebody still not believe in God? If God can really protect you. Right? There are so many suffering in life. Why the God didn't see clearly? Why God only protect somebody, not protect another person? So, we better cultivate the understanding of the law of karma and accept whatever happened in our life with understanding and equanimity. The low karma will not last forever. As well as the good karma also will not last forever. Impermanence is the universal truth. Whether you like it or not, it happens everywhere, every time, every single moment. So, if you have become my student for a long time, one thing you are sure to learn, that is impermanence. In every of my teaching, I share with my student how to contemplate impermanence. Many people don't like impermanence. I myself find a lot of security in impermanency. Because it's impermanent, then no need to cling to it. No need to cling. Let it be. So I feel very secure. This is how I see, this is how I perceive things in different way, according to the Dhamma. If you think everything is permanent, then sometimes any misfortune happen in your life, then your mind start to shake. Your mind start to shake because you do not contemplate impermanence in your life. Now, the reality of impermanence happen in your life, you don't know how to handle. Because in your daily life, you do not contemplate it frequently. The Buddha, from his first enlightenment until his last day of passing away, he says, Sabbe Sankara Anicca. All things, all formations are impermanent. For 45 years, but we still deaf. Deaf to this type of teaching. It does not go into our mind. Why? Because this is not what we want in our life. Why it does not go into your mind? Because this is not what you want in your life. You want permanent. Everything permanent. Happiness must be permanent. Your health must be permanent. Your family life must be permanent. Your husband must be faithful to you all the time. No change. Your wife must be faithful to you all the time. No second man. Not possible. Not possible. Sometimes things happen. When things happen, you have to accept it with understanding and with equanimity. If not, your life will meet with more and more suffering, complaint, anger, irritation, agitation, which makes your life even more miserable. Therefore, learn to contemplate unpleasant feeling whenever it arises in your mind. So how to contemplate? When you feel unpleasant, don't be carried away by your unpleasant feeling. When you are not mindful, you will be carried away by the unpleasant feeling and think that unpleasant feeling as myself, I am so unlucky. The more you think in this way, the more you end up in suffering. So contemplate it. detach yourself from that unpleasant feeling and see it as unpleasant feeling, as unpleasant feeling, not unpleasant feeling as myself. See it with detachment. Unpleasant feeling as unpleasant feeling. Note it. Mentally make a mark. Mark it. Unpleasant feeling as unpleasant feeling. Unpleasant feeling as unpleasant feeling repeatedly. 100 times. After 100 times, it sure change. Because change is the nature of all compounded things. So only Dhamma can save you from the suffering. As long as you are mindful. As long as you are not mindful, no one can save you. So make the Dhamma your refuge. Make the Dhamma your island, which you can live in it with happiness and equanimity. Okay. So let me repeat again. We have three types of feelings. Pleasant feeling, whenever pleasant feeling arises in your mind, be mindful. Don't be carried away by that so pleasant feeling and think it as my pleasant feeling. So whenever you experience a pleasant feeling, note it, mindful of it. Unpleasant feeling has arisen. Unpleasant feeling as unpleasant feeling. Note it continuously. After that, you can note unpleasant feeling as unpleasant feeling is impermanent. Unpleasant feeling is impermanent. Impermanent, change, it will change, it will change, it will change. Note it continuously. Only then you can be free from that unpleasant feeling. But once you're free from that unpleasant feeling, once you're free from that unpleasant feeling, you feel happy again. You feel happy again. Now pleasant feeling come again. Then forget to note. Because you're free from unpleasant feeling already. Very happy. Then pleasant feeling comes. So when you forget to note, when that pleasant feeling disappear again, unpleasant feeling takes over again. Then you say, my gosh, come again. This unpleasant feeling come back again. My gosh. This is the nature. That's why I say unpleasant feeling will not last forever. It keep on changing. Once it goes away, soon it comes back. Soon it comes back. Therefore, you have to apply mindfulness continuously, repeatedly, if you don't want to be defeated by that unpleasant feeling or pleasant feeling. So from this you understand when is the time for your practice. When is the time for your practice? When I sit on the cushion only. The unpleasant feeling will not arise when you are on the cushion. The unpleasant feeling or pleasant feeling will arise at the moment of contact. Contact of eye, contact of ear, contact of nose, contact of tongue, contact of mind, and contact of body and contact of mind. The mind keep on thinking something unpleasant, then unpleasant feeling arises. The mind keep on recollecting the past sweet memory, then pleasant feeling arises. So the mind contact also can produce a lot of unpleasant feeling as well as pleasant feeling. And this contact, six contact, are open all the time in your life, except you fall asleep at night. So, when is the time for the mindfulness? When? Please answer me. All the time, at all time. So if you blame your life, it means that at that moment you are not mindful. That's all, right? That's why you blame. Because you're not mindful of your pleasant feeling, you're not mindful of your anger state, you are not mindful of unsatisfactory of life, which is the reality of life. Therefore, be unshakable in the truth, in the teaching of the Buddha. What should you train yourself is train yourself in constant mindfulness, so that your faith will not be shaken. Okay, so from today, you can put aside Anapanasati, but you start with Anapanasati, because when the moment you sit, there's no unpleasant, there's no pleasant, only neutral, only neither pleasant nor unpleasant. And neutral feeling, neither pleasant nor unpleasant, is very subtle, very difficult to observe. Therefore, when the moment you sit, contemplate on your breath on first, mindful of your breathing first. Then sometimes after a few seconds, the mind think of something unpleasant. An unpleasant feeling arises, then switch to note that unpleasant feeling. Put aside the breath. Note unpleasant feeling, unpleasant feeling, unpleasant feeling. You will see it passes away. I guarantee you. Okay? Then after it passes away, come back, nothing, no more feeling. Feeling is there all the time, but neutral feeling is difficult to observe, so we put aside first. So come back to the breath. After some times, pain arises, unpleasant feeling. Note unpleasant feeling as unpleasant feeling. Don't note my unpleasant feeling, my unpleasant feeling. Then you will end up suffering. Okay? See unpleasant feeling as unpleasant feeling, not mine. My is the problem. Myself, the is the problem. If you can get rid of the myself, nothing can bother you. Nothing can disturb your mind. That's why the goal of the teaching is to get rid of this self-centeredness, selfish self-centeredness. Let go of the ego, all the problems suddenly collapse. No more problem. All the problem come from clinging to the self. Okay, so after as many unpleasant sensation in the body, just note unpleasant feeling as unpleasant feeling. If after noting for a long time, it does not disappear, then forget it. Go back to the breath again. Whether you can see it disappear or not disappear, sometimes depend on the strength of your concentration and wisdom. Not every time you contemplate impermanent, it will disappear. Because if you contemplate impermanent, your mind is restless. How can it disappear? In order to see disappearing of the formation, you need concentration and wisdom. So sometimes it does not disappear, then forget it. Go back to the breath. Okay? So today we will do contemplation on feeling. But start with mindfulness of breathing. Walking also same. You walk either mindful of your step or mindful of your breath. When there's unpleasant feeling, then start to note unpleasant feeling. Or when there's pleasant feeling, start to note pleasant feeling. I hope you come for this retreat to learn this technique. Because when you go back home, there are thousands of unpleasant feeling, thousands of pleasant feeling will occur in your life. If you don't have the strength, mental strength, you cannot cope with it. Then your life will meet with a lot of misery, a lot of suffering. So with that mindfulness of your feeling, you can live at ease in your life. This is how the Dharma can help you. Okay, thank you.